Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
At The Lion Within Us, we discuss wealth a lot. And our sponsor at Investing for Beginners provides great resources for those wanting to take their knowledge of investing to the next level. Their monthly research e-letter is the best way to learn about the market and apply insight to begin growing your wealth. The newsletter tracks the founder's journey of managing a portfolio and shares how the decisions are made. For the beginning investor, this could be a great way to learn how to get started with investing from a company that is putting their money where their mouth is. I've been subscribing to their e-letter for quite some time, and it's something I look forward to every month, and I've learned a ton. They're a conservative group with an emphasis on a margin of safety. The Lion Within Us listeners can receive 15% off the monthly e-letter by visiting thelionwithin.us/IFB, that's Investing for Beginners, and using the promo code LION at checkout. That's thelionwithin.us/IFB. And use promo code LION to receive 15% off your monthly research e-letter.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they are predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. Now, guys, this week has been a fun week. We had Kyle Thompson on from Undaunted Life, and we really dug into the area of health, specifically a lion's den, right? Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Now, Kyle's episode was jam-packed with insight, with wisdom, with knowledge. And I tell you what, Kyle put a ton of work into building that devotion. So, guys, check out the show notes. Make sure you go check that out, because how to build a godly and manly foxhole is something we can all learn from, right? And just real quickly, just to look back on our fun Friday episode here, we walked through what makes a godly man, the two truths. We talked about what makes a manly man, and we really talked about Adam Brown and Paul in 2 Timothy. We talked about, can you be both godly and manly? And he shared the story from Nehemiah and how he really, you know, took people there. We talked about, was Jesus a manly man? And that really got us talking around that. You know, the whole area, you know, do we even associate Jesus with manliness, or is it just the lamb all the time? You know what? Jesus was 100% lamb, but 100% lion. And we need to remember that. Then we talked about, what is a foxhole? Do really men really need a foxhole? And quite frankly, yes, they do. Why? Because Jesus needed a foxhole. He had a foxhole. He had the disciples with him, right? And then how do you build and maintain it? So those are all areas, guys. Go back, check that episode out, because it's a ton of insight that's going to help you grow as a man, as a Christian. Because I'll tell you what, you cannot do this alone. Satan wants everything around you to crumble. He wants your marriage. He wants your kids. He wants your friendships. He wants your career. He wants all that to fail. So you're going to run those instances. And Kyle calls it the 3 a.m. friends. When things go down, who are you going to call in the middle of the night? You know, you should have those guys. With no questions asked, they're up, they're on the way, they're going to help you out, right? Those are the guys that we need to be talking about here. And those are the guys that you need to be pushing, and you need to be pushed by them as well to grow in your walk. Because it's not just a one-way street. You know, iron's not the one iron that's sharpening the other. That's getting sharp itself, right? It's a constant evolution of friction that makes us stronger, because we're going to need the strength. If we're going to walk with the Lord and do his work the way that you are predestined to do as a lion, it's going to take some work, guys. It's not easy. But if it was easy, anybody would do it. And we all know the really meaningful things in life come through those times where it's hard. That's where you get strong. You don't build those muscles up at the gym. You have to dig in. You got to push yourself. All right, so let's talk about a few tips. So a health tip. Here's something that I thought about just by talking with Kyle. Find a guy and schedule a workout with him. You know, someone new. And you could be the motivation they need to get started. Meet them where they're at. If they've never, you know, went on a run before, don't start off with a 5K. You know, maybe you just start off walking. But you could be the start of something great in someone's life. So just find another man. Go out, get out there shoulder to shoulder, start sweating, do a workout, do a run, lift some weights, whatever it is. But be the start. And like I said, be to someone new, because you need those guys. They need you to be that model. Now, wealth tip, okay? We're approaching the end of the month here, guys. Make sure you have your budget set up and that you're ready for the next month that we're getting ready to get into. Because that's it. If you're not intentional about your money's going to control you. Guys, people who win with money are very intentional about their budgets. They don't skip this process. They don't take it lightly. They lean into their budgets. Now, I can help you with that. The Lion Within Us can help you with that. Because you're going to build wealth. We're going to help you build wealth. But it's going to take intentionality. Now, self tip, okay? Take you back to this foxhole concept. I want to talk about how to help you and your marriage with this foxhole concept. The way you do that is you talk to your wife about it. You need her to understand what the foxhole is about, why it's important. You need to ask her to help you identify the men around you that could be part of your foxhole. She may have ideas as well. But you're also going to need her buy-in. Because if you're going to start spending some time with some men and growing to be a better Christian, a stronger man, you're not going to be able to be at home. And you don't need to have a relationship where, you know, when you need to go out and spend some time with the guys, that you're getting pushback. Because you're not going to be able to think and focus about that time with them. So it's very important that you have alignment with her. She is the most important person. Align with her. Let her know why it's important to you. Explain your concerns. Maybe you set some boundaries around the foxhole on protected times where you know you can't be engaging because she needs you there as the spiritual leader of the house. But have the conversation. So there's your self tip. Have that conversation with your wife. Now, the book of the week this week, guys. Now, Kyle talked about several references, but I'm going to pull this one back up. Fearless. Okay, this Fearless book by Eric Blem. Wonderful book. It was the number one book in his Christian book list. I've read it. It is phenomenal. Unbelievable. This man is a true American hero. So go check out the book, Fearless. Check out the show notes for that. Now, dad jokes of the week. We know you guys are liking these. So first dad joke, and I want to hear, which one do you like, number one or number two? Number one, Lance isn't a common name these days. But in medieval times, people used Lance a lot. Come on, guys. You know that was a good one. Now, number two, my wife asked me why I wanted to be cremated. I told her it's because it's my last hope for a smoking hot body. So there you go. So number one or number two, Lance isn't a common name these days, but in medieval times, people used Lance a lot. Number two, my wife asked me why I wanted to be cremated. I told her it's because it is my hope for a smoking hot body. So there you go, guys. Let me know which one of those works for you, which one gets a chuckle. The question of the weekend, are you sharp enough to sharpen iron? That's the question. Because you really need to be sharp. You need to be pushing yourself. You need to be thinking about this daily. You know, Kyle talks about physical, spiritual, mental resilience daily. You constantly have to be working on those areas of your life because we don't always have it right. But if we're always trying to get better, and if we're helping our brothers around us get better, as Proverbs 27:17 tells us, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So guys, you can do it. Go have a great weekend. Share The Lion Within Us with others. And you know what? Go to thelionwithin.us for all our resources on how to connect with us, look for our coaching material, to join our email list, all that fun stuff, thelionwithin.us. Now, guys, enjoy your weekend. I hope you enjoyed this Foxhole series. Go check out Kyle, Undaunted Life. It's a wonderful podcast. Definitely support that. Go check out his resources because you know what? We need those men around us. And remember to go out there and unleash the lion within.
We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.